Jesus presents us with a real challenge in his Sermon on the Mount. He tells us that unless our righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will never enter the kingdom of God. And I am a person, I suspect you are too, who inherently struggles to meet the standards of righteousness, to be good enough, to be devoted enough, to be obedient enough to live up to the expectations of God. And yet we know day after day that somehow we can't meet those standards, whether in career or marriage, relationships with parents, children, those whom we call friends. We simply can't meet the standards of obedience to truly satisfy God. Whether it's disappointment in our own behavior, whether it's patting ourselves on the back too well, we have problems struggling for the kind of righteousness that Jesus obviously expects of us. If we've tried it and couldn't do it, then maybe we got burned out and became bitter and knew despair. On the other hand, if we ever came to think we were good enough, then we defined ourselves as self-righteous and impossible to live with. All the power of what Christ is saying to us about our need for righteousness sets up for us the totality, the real meaning of what he has done on the cross versus the inadequacy of anything we could ever do. Here's the amazing thing. My righteousness, my moral integrity may never equal that of Pope Francis or Mother Teresa, Billy Graham, or any of the Anglican divines. But at the very heart of the moral integrity of each of those individuals lay the sure knowledge that they had been saved not by their hard work, their devotion, or scrupulous obedience to the rules, but rather by the blood of Jesus Christ shed for them on the cross, that same righteousness which will be imputed to them in God's heavenly kingdom.